Blog Talk Radio.
Presiding Prelate Bishop Derek Robinson. You're listening to KDFI Radio.
Well, praise the Lord, everyone. You heard our international presiding bishop. You are listening to KDFI Radio, Kingdom Radio for Kingdom people. You already know what this is. This is the show that features the anointed and the appointed in God's kingdom. I am one of your hosts, Overseer Demel Elliott, and I have the pleasure of co-hosting today with Bishop D.D. Allen. How are you, sir?
Listen, I am excited to be back on KDFI Radio. It's been about 2 good weeks, but listen, I am looking forward to the preaching. And if y'all haven't done it yet, you ought to go on your WhatsApp, your Facebook, everything else, and say and tell the folk, get on. KDFI is live on KDFI Radio.
Hey, man, that's right. Let everybody know. And Bishop Allen, you have to forgive me, but you know I am so excited about the preaching powerhouses that are coming for today. We are for a treat because they are from the Northeast, the spirit of David region. Where I have the humble honor of being the regional overseer. So you know God is about to move. We are going into the very presence of the living God. So I need you all out there to prepare your hearts for the word of God. But before we do, as always, we want you to know that Kingdom Destiny Fellowship International, where Bishop Derek Robinson is our international presiding bishop, is one of the fastest growing and most dynamic fellowships anywhere on the planet, in the universe. That's just a fact, and we want you to be a part. So why don't you go to kdfi.net and see what this dynamic fellowship has to offer. Go right now. If you just stumbled on this broadcast and you don't know what KDFI is, you need to know. So go to kdfi.net and see what we have to offer. I'm telling you, you will be blessed. Kingdom people, what can we say except thank you? Bishop Allen, can we say thank you to the people? Thank you.
Come on.
We have been able to bless. Wait a minute. You want some applause for the people? Is that
applause? Yeah. Come on.
Amen. That is for you. Because of you, that's why we gave you applause. We have been able to bless all of our guests that have come on since we started our Cash App. We don't keep a penny of it for ourselves. All we want to do is to be a blessing and to keep KDFI going. So we're going to ask whatever God is laying on your heart. We don't want to put a dollar amount to it. That's between you and God. But whatever God is putting on your heart today, we want you to go to $KDFI Radio, and we want you to give liberally as you can, as we have been doing. We want you to attach a need to your seed. We're going to pray over those seeds. Bishop Allen, I'm going to go ahead and tell him what my need is. My need is total and complete healing. So I'm looking forward to sending in my seed with my need attached. We're just grateful. We're going to say thank you in advance for what you're going to
do.
Listen, we know you're going to be generous, as always.
I got to say, for me, mine is going to be to upset and confuse the enemy because they thought that they had us. That's going to be mine.
Amen. Say that one more time, Bishop Allen. I want them to hear that.
Confusing and upsetting the enemy. Because they thought that they had it. So it's really a praise report attached to my seed.
Hallelujah. We thank God. Amen. We know that people are giving. They're going to continue to give throughout the broadcast. So if you want to be a blessing to these dynamic speakers, $KDFI Radio. And we believe that God is going to bless you. Amen. Well,
amen.
As we said, we are excited in the Northeast. Our slogan is, we are the Spirit of David region, because we are a region after God's own heart. This man of God who is coming to us, overseer Dr. Lawrence Mosley, he is going to bless us with the word of God. Welcome, Overseer Mosley. You're on KDFI Radio. Amen. Overseer Mosley?
It is good to be here.
Overseer Mosley.
My phone muted. I'm here. Can you hear me?
Listen, the mute struggle is real. I keep trying to tell people. We can hear you. Amen. Trying to tell people. Hallelujah. Well, we are grateful that you are with us. Amen. We're so grateful you're here today. We know that God has put a word on the inside of your spirit. But before you do that, we want the people to know just a little bit about you. So can you tell us the name of your church, where you're located, and how long you've been pastoring?
I am the pastor of one of the greatest churches on this side of heaven, the Missionary Baptist Church in Central Islip, New York. And I've been pastoring here for 8 years now.
Amen. New York in the house. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Amen. Some of the best people in the world come from New York. Glory be to God.
Amen.
Well, listen, we know that God has put a word down on the inside of your spirit. We know that we're about to go into the presence of God. So what can I say except, man of God, go forth.
Amen. Amen. To our international presiding bishop, Derek B. Robinson, to our second presiding bishop, D.D. Allen, to my regional overseer, my sister, Overseer Demille Elliott, and to all my KDFI family, I greet you with Jesus' joy on today. I want us to go to Psalm 91, verse 1. It simply reads, "He who dwells in the secret place of the Most High shall abide under the shadow of the Almighty." For a few moments on this afternoon, I want to talk to you from the subject, move, yet stay here. Move, yet stay here. In this life, we as believers have many ups and many downs. There are spiritual battles and even attacks that must be handled with prayerful diligence. These attacks that we experience are very, very rarely seen by the average person. We face many obstacles, and we face many challenges. But through it all, God has never left us nor forsaken us. Through it all, we have faith, hope, and love as our tools to see us through. Understand today that we do the work by faith. We labor in love, and we work and we labor with a steadfastness and hope in the fact that the victory is already won. For it is He who has called us on today to this level of service, and it is He that will protect us, and it is He that will guide us through. This is why God is our shelter, and He hides us from danger. God is our shadow, and He covers us with His wings. God is our refuge and a surrounding presence and the place of security. He is our fortress, and He shields us from all attacks. The Bible says He is the Most High, which means above Him there is no other. Understand on today that He is our God, and it is in Him that we should put our trust. This displays our reliance on God, and our reliance on God is birthed by having a growing biblical faith. I come by here to let you know that, my brothers and my sisters, you need to have a growing biblical faith, and our reliance must be on God. This means we are simply convinced that He is. We are committed to His call, and we are consistent in our service. The purpose of this psalm is to instill greater faith in God's people on. But I want to encourage you on today that you must walk with greater faith. And don't worry about what's going on in the White House. We must walk in greater faith. Don't worry about what's going on in the communities. We must walk in greater faith. Stop by here to encourage you to continue to be convinced, continue to be committed, and continue to be consistent. This means continue to move in your purpose, yet stay right here in His presence. You do this by having greater faith and prayerful guidance. Hear the text. This is the opening section of the psalm, and it sets out the basic theme of the entire psalm. The Lord is a secure defense for those who take refuge in Him. Not only is the Lord a secure defense, but He also will protect us from the dangers in time of trouble. See, He protects us from the schemes of the unrighteous. He protects us from the calamity meant to take us out, and He causes that calamity to work for our good and our growth. He protects us when we are under attack from the evil one. And many times, my brothers and my sisters, He even protects us from ourselves. The psalm goes on to declare to the hearers and readers that God confirms. This means that He gives divine approval to those who trust in Him and to those who are committed to Him. The Lord says in verses 14 through 16, I will rescue those who love me. I will protect those who trust in my name. When they call on me, I will answer. I will be with them in trouble. I will rescue and honor them, and I will reward them with a long life and give them my salvation. That's a shouting point on today, my brothers and my sisters, to know that in the time of struggle, God will rescue us, that God will protect us, and God will answer our prayer, and He will be with us in the midst of our struggle, in the midst of our trouble, and in the midst of all that we are going through. He will honor us, and He will reward us. The psalm seems to be the work of a teacher who seeks to nurture and the trust of the faithful by encouraging them to take the Lord as their refuge in times of struggle and in times of trouble. The writer speaks of God as a refuge. Refuge here is used as a metaphor for God's care and God's protection. This term refuge is frequently used in prayers and confessions to express confidence in God. in a more general use. The verb means to seek protected space. In its liturgical context, it means to look to the Lord for security from threatening danger. No matter how you use it, whether it be a noun or it be a verb, it expresses that we can find a safe place in God no matter what, and we can trust in our Lord. God protects. He protects those who hold to him. Per the text, God is our fortress. God is our stronghold. God is our dwelling place, and he's a shelter. And I want you to understand that this, that he's a fortress. He's a stronghold. He's a dwelling place, and he's a shelter all at the same time. So what do you find when your dwelling place is in the presence of God? Number one, you find his purpose. Number two, you find his peace. And number three, you find his protection. See, the Bible says he will rescue us from hidden danger. The Bible says he shields us from deadly hazards. The Bible says he protects, he sustains, and he provides. The Bible says in him we find safety. And because we find safety in our God on today, we should fear nothing. Because God surrounds us, we don't have to fear the wolves just like sheep. With God surrounding us, we don't have to fear the projectiles meant to take us out. When God surrounds us, we don't have to fear sickness or distress. When God surrounds us, we don't have to fear the disasters that we are facing in our world. Even though others succumb, God says, you will not fall. You will stand untouched because God is your refuge. Evil not get close to you. The songwriter says, I am thine, O Lord. I have heard thy voice, and it told thy love to me. But I long to rise in the arms of faith and be closer, drawn to thee. Draw me nearer as I witness. Draw me nearer as I worship. Draw me nearer as I watch. Draw me nearer as I pray. Draw me nearer as I work. Draw me nearer as I labor. Draw me nearer as I hope. Draw me nearer when they seem hopeless, when I am uncertain. Draw me nearer, precious Lord. Who is this God? He is the Lord that delivers. He is the Lord that will see you through. He is the Lord that will bring you out. He is the Lord that will make a way. He is the Lord that speaks to your heart. He is the Lord that hears your prayers. He is the Lord that is worthy. He is the Lord that will see you through. He forgives our sins. He heals our diseases. He redeems. He saves. And he crowns us with love. He crowns us with mercy. He wraps us in the palm of his hand, and we can feel his goodness. He renews our strength. But the Bible says, but he was wounded for our transgressions. He was bruised for our iniquities, and the chastisement for our peace was upon him. And by his stripes we are healed. I don't know who needs to hear this on today, but you're healed because of your faith. So I want to challenge you, KDFI, to keep on seeking him. When the going is rough, keep seeking him. When you're up, keep seeking him. When you're down, keep seeking him. When you find yourself all alone, keep seeking him. When you're tired, keep seeking him. When you're energized, keep seeking him. If you're hurt, keep seeking him. If you're broken, keep seeking him. If you feel like you cannot go on, keep seeking him. If you are sick, keep seeking him. If you are well, keep seeking him. If you don't see results in your life, keep seeking him. When the going is rough, keep seeking him. When you find yourself in the valley of the shadow of death, keep seeking him. If you're on the mountaintop, keep seeking him. If you feel like you are all alone, I challenge you to keep seeking him. And when you have no one to turn to, keep seeking our Lord. So what do you find when your dwelling place is in the presence of the true and living God. Number one, you find his purpose. Number two, you find his peace. Number three, you find his protection. I challenge you on today to continue to move in his peace. Move with his protection. And as you move, I want you to stay in his purpose. I want you to stay in his peace and stay in his protection. Continue to move, yet stay right here. God bless you, and may heaven continue to smile upon you.
Wow. Hallelujah. God be the glory. The three P's, yeah.
God bless you. God bless you.
Amen.
Yes,
perfect.
Thank
peace
you, God.
And
that was
protection.
Awesome.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. That's awesome.
Hallelujah.
Overseer, listen, I was listening to you, and when you hit on those three P's, I was like, God, listen,
yeah.
they need to understand purpose, peace, and protection. Listen, I thank God for that and for the simple fact that you was able to bring it, hit it home, hit on your points. And it was relevant. Tell the people how they could get in contact with you, whether it's Facebook or social media.
On Facebook, I am Lawrence Mosley, but the church is Hope Missionary Baptist Church, and there's Lawrence Mosley Ministries. On Instagram, I am at Rev Mosley 1906, and also Lawrence Mosley Ministries. But feel free to reach out to me in any way possible. Can reach out to the church, Hope Missionary Baptist Church in Central Islip, New York.
Amen.
Amen.
And before you you go, and before I turn over to your overseer, because I'm pretty sure she want to shout out something. do you have anyone you want to shout out, church members or people here?
I just want to shout out to all my family. You know, I love y'all. I love to my church. I love you guys. You know, I love you. I love you. I love you. I'm tired. I want to finish up so we can watch the Bears play.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Well, listen, I'm going to say this. You represented your region well, sir.
Appreciate that, brother. Appreciate that.
Amen.
You know what I'm saying? I want to be like you when I grow up.
Listen.
God is awesome. Man of God, we don't want you to go yet. We want to bring you back just to ask you a few more questions and have you bless the people. I would love you to pray over the seed. So we don't want you to go anywhere yet. We thank you for bringing that powerful word that lets us know that we can be on the move for God, but we can still stay in his presence. And we thank God
yeah.
for you. We just want the world to know that there is a living God in a dying world. And I just believe that someone is going to come along and listen to an episode of KDFI Radio and hear that word that you just preached, and they're going to know that God will rescue them. And what a blessing. What a blessing, man
Amen.
Of God. Listen, there are those of you that just heard that word. Hallelujah. You've been worried about a whole lot of things. But the man of God said, don't worry about any of that. Just concentrate on the presence of the living God and stay in that presence because he will rescue
Amen.
You. I know you've been blessed. We want you to go right now to $KDFI Radio. Sow a seed into that word and make sure you attach a need to your seed. We're excited
right.
because let me tell you, we are just getting started. There is another word in the house, and I believe this woman of God that's getting ready to come forth is going to bless your life. We want you to understand as we prepare for a small break that if you need it, it is yours.
If you need it, you can have it. touch five people and tell them it's yours, it's yours, it's yours. Come on, you got a high five them in power and tell them it is already yours. You ain't got to worry. You ain't got to stress. All you got to do is say it. All you got to do is say, is there anybody up in here that know that you know that you know that you know that it's already yours? Now, I'm getting ready to go. But because I need some help, I need some praisers to run down here to the front. And we're going to get ready to give God some praise up in here. That's it. Run, 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 run. Are y'all ready? Are y'all ready? Are y'all ready? Are y'all ready? Here we go. If you want it, you can have it. If you need it, you can have it.
This is Presiding Prelate Bishop Derek Robinson. You're listening to KDFI Radio.
Hallelujah. We just heard from Overseer Lawrence Mosley. What a word. What a word. Hallelujah. What a word. We are so excited about what God is doing. And he let us know we can move, but we can stay right here. Amen.
That's right. We thank God
for that. Hallelujah. Well, Bishop Allen, as I said before our break, we are just getting started. Amen.
Yes.
We are getting ready to bring on our next speaker, Pastor Novella George. We're excited to hear this woman of God. Pastor George, welcome to KDFI Radio.
God bless, God bless, God bless.
Amen. Hallelujah. Well, we want the people, this is the first time you've been on, and we want the people to know a little bit about you. So can you just tell us the name of your church, where you're located, and how long you've been preaching?
Praise God. I am the Peacock Proud Pastor of the Mount Calvary Baptist Church in Newton, New Jersey, which is in Sussex County. I have been pastoring, next Sunday will make 3 years, and I have been ministering now for 7 years. Yeah, ministering, next Sunday will make 7 years of ministry, and so we bless God for every good and perfect thing that he continues to do.
Amen. So next Sunday is your anniversary, 7 years. Amen.
I actually celebrate in December, but next Sunday is the actual date that I became the pastor of the church.
Amen. Well, listen, we may not be with you then, so let's go ahead and give you your applause now. Hallelujah.
God. That's right.
Amen. Congratulations for what God is doing in
Praise
your life.
God.
And let me tell you, you said Peacock Proud. Now, I don't hear anybody except Southern folk talking about being proud. I didn't know New Jersey folk talk like that. So you sound like we have Overseer Covington back on. You talk about being Peacock Proud. Amen. Well, we're excited about what God is doing. I know that there's a word in your belly. So what can I say except, woman of God, go forth.
Amen, amen, amen. Let me first give honor to God, to the presiding international bishop, Derek Robinson, to the second presiding bishop, D.D. Allen, and to our beautiful host, Overseer Damel Elliott. I thank you for this opportunity. And so today we come to get equipped for battle, amen. to fight the good fight of faith. So if you will, go with me to Ephesians, the 6th chapter, verses 10 through 14. Ephesians, the 6th chapter, verses 10 through 14, and it reads this way. Finally, be strong in the Lord and in his mighty power. Put on the full armor of God so that you can take your stand against the devil's schemes. For our struggle is not against flesh and blood, but against the rulers, against the authorities, against the powers of this dark world, and against the spiritual forces of evil in the heavenly realm. Therefore, put on the full armor of God so that when the days of evil come, you may be able to stand your ground. And after you have done everything to stand, stand firm then with the belt of truth buckled around your waist and the breastplate of righteousness in place. Amen. Amen. Let us pray. Gracious God, our Father, have your way. If you will, for just a moment, allow me to talk from the subject, are you covered?
Right.
Are you covered? There is an appointed time in which Satan will be judged. Let me repeat that. There is an appointed time in which Satan will be judged. But until then, Satan will walk about like a roaring lion, seeking whom he may devour. That's his job. And if we understood this, we would not be surprised or shocked when he shows up on the scene. Amen. When he shows up on our jobs, when he shows up in our home and in our families and even in our church. Why are we shaking our head when we see him showing up in the White House, when he shows up on social media, when he shows up on TV? Satan is on assignment, doing exactly what he is assigned to do. And so we, the children of the Most High God, must be prepared. We must be covered. We must put on the full armor of God. We must gird our waist with truth, which is the word of God. No battle will be won without the word of God. Come on here, somebody. And now I ask you, are you covered? Are you covered with the breastplate of God's righteousness? Because Satan will attack. Yes, he will. But he is not really interested in you. He's not interested in you. He's interested in your heart. He wants your heart, the organ of life, the seat of our emotions. Our self-worth and trust lies in our heart. The power of love, it flows from our heart. Satan wants our heart, for out of our heart the mouth speaks. For it's with the heart we believe and confess the Lord Jesus and are saved. Come on here, somebody. And so we must be sure. We must be very sure not to put on our own righteousness, but to put on the righteousness of God. For his armor is designed to protect us, to keep us from hurt, harm, and from danger. Now, I don't know about you, but I want to be covered by his righteousness. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Satan can't have my mind. He cannot have my body, my family, my husband, my son. He cannot have my finances, my home. He cannot have my car. He can't even have my church because I declare war against him. I declare war against the enemy's territory. Amen. He can't have nothing that God has given to me because I have been covered by the blood. We, the body of Christ, are engaged in a spiritual warfare, and we wrestle not against flesh and blood. Let me say that again. We wrestle not against flesh and blood. We wrestle not against flesh and blood, but we are engaged in a spiritual warfare. And when we engage in warfare, we are subject to Satan's attack. And guess what? Let me let you in on a secret. He's coming for the pulpit first. Come on here, somebody. Pastor Elliott, he is coming for the preachers, the pastors, the leaders of the church. He's coming for them first. There are no exceptions. When we, the believers of Christ, declare the Lord as our Lord and Savior, when we made the decision in our hearts to walk upright before God and declare war against Satan's territory, and when you declare war, you better be equipped. You better have on the whole armor of God. You better be ready. For in the text, we have the Apostle Paul urging us to be ready, to put on the full armor. And so here, I'm giving you a second piece of the armor. But every piece will assist us in resisting the devil. It will assist us as we stand for God in the midst of the storm, in the midst of our trials and tribulations, even in the midst of corona. In order to stand, we must rely on God's strength and power, amen, and the power of the church, amen, whose strength comes from the Holy Ghost. We do have power. Come on here, somebody. The church, we do have power. Church, are you covered? Are you ready to fight the good fight? Are you ready, hallelujah, to go to war? Whether you know it or not, we are already at war, and not against flesh and blood, not with the deacons or with the pastor, not with the ushers, the nurses, or the greeters, not with our brothers and sisters in Christ, and not even against the president of these United States of America. But we are at war against demonic spirits, demons, rulers of darkness, principalities, wickedness, and powers in high places, against authorities, against powers of this world. Come on here, church. Yes. Satan is not playing with us. He means business. Yes. He means war. He's not merely after you, but he's after your heart. Ask your neighbor, what's in your heart? Hallelujah. Yes, he's after your family, because that's where your heart is. He's after your spouse and your children. He's after your finances. He's out to destroy you. He will beat you up, strip you down, and send you screaming into the streets naked. If you are not equipped, if you are not covered, if you don't have on the full armor of God, if you're not covered with the breastplate of righteousness, you don't believe me? Ask the seven sons of Sceva. When the demon said, Jesus, I know, and Paul, I know, but who are you? Because they tried to walk in Satan's territory without God's covering. You must be equipped for the battle. This is war. And this is not for the faint at heart. You can't be tired. You can't get tired and weary in well-doing. You must be willing to engage in the fight. Stand strong, knowing that the fight is already fixed. Hallelujah. Glory to God. That's good news, y'all. The fight is fixed. And we have already had the victory. God is on our side. All we have to do is trust in him and put on the full armor of God. Cover ourselves with the breastplate of righteousness, God's righteousness. We are protected by his righteousness, and we have been given the victory. In the end, we win. We win because we are covered. Covered by the strength and the power of God, covered because we have accepted God as our personal Savior. But you must put on the breastplate, which leads us to believe it's not a daily wear. It's not something you wear every day. It's not automatically there. You must put it on. Put on the garment of war, church. It's time for battle. And the question is, are you covered? Are you covered with his righteousness? Are you covered with his strength and power? Are you covered with his love? Are you covered, church, with his grace and his mercy? Are you covered with his protection? Because the word of God says, I have never seen the righteous forsaken, nor his seed begging bread. I'm telling you, his protection is out of this world. It's better than all states. It's everlasting to everlasting. It will never lose its power, and it will never expire. It has an extended eternity. Put on the breastplate of righteousness and be covered. Amen. Amen. Cover the matters of your heart. My question is to you today, are you covered? Amen. Amen. And amen. To God be the glory.
Hallelujah. Moment of God, did you just see his protection better than all states?
Hallelujah. Better than all states.
Oh, the glory be to God. It's better than all states. Thank you, Lord.
Yes.
Oh, glory be to God. Are you covered? Amen.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. We're so grateful for that mighty word of God to let us know. And it's so interesting because I don't think you and Overseer Mosley talk, but you two were
Hallelujah.
On the same wavelength. Hallelujah, because Overseer Mosley was talking about the protection of God, and then you came
yes.
on talking about the protection of God. So we know that the
yes.
Spirit of God is moving when two people that didn't even talk are preaching about the same thing. And that just leads
yes.
me to believe, and I want the Spirit to move right now. That just leads me to believe that there is somebody out there right now who needs to know that the protection of God will cover them. And they may be worried
yes.
about coronavirus. They may be worried about all sorts of attacks and things going on in their family, in their church, on the job.
Right.
But woman of God, if you would just do this, oh, glory be to God. If you would just do this for us, we want you to cover the listeners with prayer because we don't want them to worry, stress themselves out. Come on now. Raise their blood pressure, worrying about things. If they could just know. You said something. You said that the protection of God, the covering of God is out of this world. Oh, glory
yes.
be to God. So if you would just pray over the people right now that they
Hallelujah.
Would have the peace and the protection of God. Will you
Hallelujah.
Will you pray for us?
Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Gracious God, our Father, we thank you and we bless you, God, on today for your word, God, that comes to remind
yes.
us that you have already covered us, God. Thank you for your protection, God. Thank you for the blood that you have given to each and every one of us. God, right now in the name of Jesus, we symbolically put the blood over every doorpost that is represented here on today. Cover us, God, that the enemy would have to pass over our homes, God, that he would have to pass over our finances, that he would have to pass over our health. God, we put ourselves in your hand, God. Hallelujah. Glory to God. You are the best insurance that we can have. Your word is right and it is true. And you have come to protect us. You have come to keep us. You have come to sustain us. So, God, we trust in you, God. Hallelujah, God. I don't care what it looks like.
Hallelujah.
And I don't care what it feels like, God. We lean not to our own
Thank
understanding. But in all our ways,
Thank
God,
you.
We acknowledge you, God. As we trust you, God, we walk upright before you. As we trust you, God, we lean not to our own understanding. As we trust you, God, we
Come
lean
on.
Into you, God. As we trust you, God, we study your word, God, that we might have the word in our heart that we might not sin against thee. God, I pray right now in the name of Jesus for every person that is on this line today, every person that have called to listen in, God. You know our needs, God, hallelujah, even before we say them. So, God, I pray right now in the name of Jesus that you would search our hearts, God. Go into the secret places of our hearts, God, and meet us, God, at the point of our need. God, we pray right now, God, for the covering of the blood on our families, God, on our husbands, on our wives, and on our children. I don't care what's going on in
yes.
this world today, God. You are still in control. You have all power
right.
in your hands. They made a mistake. Satan made a mistake, hallelujah, when he nailed you to the cross. He made a mistake when they lift you up high and they stretched you wide. But God, we are so glad that you didn't stay on the cross, but that you rose one day, God, early one Sunday morning with all power in your hand. And because you rose, God, we are saved. Because you rose, God, we are delivered. Because you rose, God, we are healed. Because you rose, God, hallelujah, we can face tomorrow. So, God,
hallelujah.
We thank you for healing
hallelujah.
Right now in the name of Jesus. We thank you for your delivering power, God, in the name of Jesus, God. We thank
hallelujah.
You, God, as we surrender everything to you, God. Here we are, your trusting in you, leaning and depending on you, God. We submit ourselves before you as living sacrifices, holy and acceptable unto you, God. Have your way today, God. Do the impossible, God. You are a God that can do the impossible. So, God, we
thank you
when we bless you for it already being done. We have the victory in Jesus. We claim it, we believe it, we receive it, and it is so. In Jesus' name, amen, amen, and amen.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Oh, glory be to God. Woman of God, we thank you for that word. We're asking you, please don't go anywhere. We want to bring you back. We want to bring back Overseer Mosley. We want to hear from both of you. Amen. We still have to pray over our seeds. It's not too late. Listen, we need you to give $ KDFI Radio. We want to tell you about what's coming up next Sunday. I'm telling you, you're going to be blessed. But I want you to know that Pastor George said something so interesting. She said that it's not about the things we can see, but we're wrestling against evil that we cannot see. And so we understand that the fight we're in, this means war.
Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah.
This means this means war. This means this means war. I bleed the blood.
Derek Robinson, Presiding Bishop of Kingdom Destiny Fellowship International, presents KDFI Radio, Kingdom Radio for Kingdom People. Call 516-387-1673. Meet Bishop D.D. Allen and Overseer Damel Elliott. Sundays, 3 p.m. Eastern, 2 p.m. Central on KDFI Radio. Kingdom Radio for Kingdom People. Call 516-387-1673.
Praise this presiding prelate, Bishop Derek Robinson. You're listening to KDFI Radio.
Amen. You just heard our bishop. You're listening to KDFI Radio. Amen. We are so grateful for what our ears have heard. Oh, glory be to God. We want to bring back Overseer Lawrence Mosley, who preached such a powerful word. Amen. We want to bring back Pastor George, who just fed our spirit. Oh, glory
Amen.
Be to God.
Amen.
Let's make sure that we have them. Hallelujah. Overseer Mosley, Pastor George, are you with us?
I'm here.
Amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen. Praise God.
Glory be to God. Did you both hear how you were speaking about protection on today?
Amen.
Yes.
Amen.
Yes.
When
I heard him preaching, I said, all right, Jesus, thanks for the connection.
Amen. Won't
Hallelujah.
He
And I just wanted
and
you
I,
to
I,
confirm
I truly,
that
I
you
truly
all
enjoyed that word.
Had that speak. Amen. Yes.
Amen.
What a word. What a word. So we have some things that we need to do. We are so excited about those that are giving. We believe that there are people who are giving right now, and we are excited about that. We are so grateful for Evangelist Wyatt. We're so grateful for Bishop-elect Covington. We are so grateful for Overseer Wilkerson. We're grateful for the seeds that are coming in. I have sown my seed. Amen. Bishop Allen has sown his seed. Overseer Dr. Tanya Williams has sown her seed, and the seeds are coming in. And we're just so grateful for those of you who are giving. Overseer Mosley, will you do this for us? We want to pray over these seeds. We're not going to read out everyone's need because sometimes they're personal, but we want you just to pray over these seeds that we believe that the needs that have been requested, that God will manifest them. Will you do that for us, man of God?
Yes, yes. Gracious Heavenly Father, we come now as humbly as we know how. We are thanking you for being a good God, and we are thanking you for being an all-sufficient Savior. We know that you are holy in all your ways, and we ask that your kingdom come and your will be done on earth as it is in heaven. And Lord, we ask you, Lord, to bless those who gave, and we ask you to bless those who did not have it to give. But we ask you, Lord, to look on every need. And we ask, Lord, that you move according to your will and you move according to your way. You are already in the midst of the circumstance. We know that you are already working it out. So all we have to do on today is trust you. Trust that you are the Lord and trust that you are our King and have a growing faith and a greater faith that you will do what you have promised us you would do. So we thank you in advance, Lord, for the deliverance. We thank you in advance for the healing. We thank you in advance for the breakthrough, Lord. And we ask you, Lord, to continue to abide with us now. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory. Forever we pray. Let everybody say amen where you are. God bless you.
Amen. Hallelujah. We thank you so much for what you have brought to us on today. We thank you so much for the word and letting us know that we are protected. Hallelujah.
Amen.
We are protected
Amen.
By the Lord. Amen. We usually like to ask our guests some questions just before we go. And the thing that I think all of our listeners would like to know is what has it been like for each of you, and we'll start with Pastor George, what has it been like for each of you pastoring in through during a pandemic? How has it changed your ministry? How has it impacted your faith? So just for briefly, if you could just tell us, Pastor George, what has it been like pastoring through a pandemic?
Well, briefly, of course, it has changed the course of how we worship. Rather than in person, up close and personal, where we can touch and love on each other, we are staring down the camera of our phones or our laptops or cameras. And so it has definitely become different. But one of the things I have encouraged my congregation to do is not to get distracted by where we worship or how we worship, but that we should always worship. And who we are worshiping is not about a building or a location, but it's about soul savings and making a connection with God. And so even through the pandemic, we stay the course and know that our assignment is to make disciples.
Amen.
Wow, that's awesome.
Hallelujah. That's a word right there. That's a word. Don't get distracted. I hope everybody, listen, if you're in a WhatsApp, can you do us a favor and just go ahead and text that? Don't get distracted. Amen? Don't get distracted.
Amen, right.
Do what God has told you to do. Hallelujah. Overseer Mosley?
Well, throughout this pandemic, it's just, you know me, so it's been busy, busy, busy.
because we're not worshiping in the building, and we're worshiping more online. And what I found is that ministry has grown during the pandemic because there are more people seeking God. And I think that this is just our time to minister to the folks that don't know Jesus in the pardon of their sins. And I've noticed that many times, you know, churches like to minister to one another, but this is our season to really go out into into the field and do some serious work for Jesus Christ. So it's been very busy. I would say work almost has quadrupled. From you know, planning and preparation, looking after the people, not only spiritually but naturally, because not only must we be informed from a biblical standpoint, now we must be informed from what the government is telling us, what we can and cannot do. And a lot of times we are the go-between between the people and the government. So I've been doing a lot of that and just making sure that that things remain safe for our people. But it has been very, very, very busy. But God is still good. He's faithful, and He's called us for such a time as this.
Yeah. Amen. Amen. Bishop Allen?
You were saying that the God had called us for a time as this, and it was funny because I was thinking, and this really goes for whoever wants to answer, but there's pastors and there's leaders and there's just people, period, they're saying, I know, because you guys had touched on it, where you say, I know that I'm covered. I know that we have the protection of God. But what do you say to the person that's struggling saying, I don't know if I'm protected, though. I don't know the feeling of it. I know I'm covered, but I don't know if I'm actually being protected or covered. What do you say to the person that's struggling with just the confirmation of the feeling of knowing that you're being covered?
Oh, I'll go first. We've all been there. I know we've all been there one time or another where we felt that way. But my advice to people is simply to stay connected. God never promised us that it would be easy, but He did promise us that we would be victorious. So I would tell people always just simply stay connected, because we all go through hard times. We all go through difficulty where we feel like we are not protected. But the Bible says all things work together for our good. And so even if it doesn't feel right, God is working it out for our good. So I simply would encourage those and even myself to simply stay connected.
Awesome.
Yes.
Amen.
And I would like, if I could, I'd like to echo the same thing that he said, and just to remind us that faith come by hearing, and hearing the word of God. In that connection, we have to stay connected to the body where the word of God is going forth. Just as he protected Moses, Abraham, Isaac, all of them had wilderness experiences. But the thing that kept them was the word of God. That's the only thing that's going to keep us and protect us.
Amen.
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 Amen. Amen. Well, listen,
hallelujah.
We have some more time, but I want to pause just for a moment. One, listening to us online, but you want to call in because you have some questions, or want to say something, you could call in at 516-387-1673. If you already dialed in and you're on WhatsApp, just say something and we'll know to bring you on. If you just say the last four of your phone number in the WhatsApp, and we'll know to bring you on. Also, listen, it is not too late. We want to make sure that we are being a blessing. We know that we had decreed it and declared it in the beginning of starting this show a month ago, that we was going to make sure that this show could take care of itself. So listen, if you have not done it yet, sow into the Cash App, and this will be going again to the preachers that came through, and then also to help offset the cost for this show. So we need your help, and listen, we thank God for the faithful soul in the show every single week. Overseer Elliot, listen, we have some faithful ones. I mean, they're sowing every single week. And so where's your action goals?
Week.
If you want to be a part, listen, every week. So please make sure you send your seed in and you'll be blessed by it. Pastor PG always say this. He say that the ground don't need your seed, but your seed need the ground. Listen, you have to know that where you're sowing makes sense. Where you're sowing will produce growth. So the seed need the ground. So listen, sow your seed, and let's be a blessing to KDFI Radio and to the people that's coming on ministering. Listen, go over to Cash App and send it in. And I am looking forward to hearing more from our speakers. I know we have quite a few people that's on. Again, 516-387-1673. And let me tell you, this conversation is something that all can be blessed by it. And I do appreciate that we have some speakers on, some preachers on that know their word. And we'll be right back. You're listening to KDFI Radio.
It's got to get better. All over the world, listen to these words. People come.
People come.
People go.
People go.
Your life has been.
Your life has been.
Out of control.
Out of control.
You're confused.
You're confused.
But don't worry.
Don't worry. Your soul, it will get better.
It's got to get
better.
Presiding Prelate Bishop Derek Robinson. You're listening to KDFI Radio.
Well, praise the Lord, everybody. We are excited about what has gone forth on today. Amen. And we want to announce our show for next week. Bishop Allen, will you tell the people who's going to be on next week?
Listen, next week is going to be awesome. We have our Young Preachers Network that's coming on next week. And so we're going to be hearing from Pastor Marcus Wilson and also Pastor Jelante Harris. It's going to be dynamic and awesome. And we know that the Young Preachers Network is something that the presiding bishop is really looking forward to. And so I can't wait for next week to hear from Wilson and Harris.
Oh, amen. I know that they are going to bring fireworks. They were on last time, and I tell you, the people enjoy them so very much.
Yes.
And so we are excited about having the Young Preachers Network come back on next week. And we know that God is going to bless in a mighty way. Can we say another thank you to Overseer Mosley and Pastor George for coming on and being a blessing
yes.
to us this week? Amen. Can we say another thank you to every single person who has given? And there might be somebody with their finger hovering over Cash App right now. Go ahead and press it. $ KDFI Radio. And we know you're going to be such a blessing. We thank God for what has gone forth. Amen. We thank God for how our hearts have burned and certainly our spirits have been on fire with the word that have gone forth on today. Amen. Bishop Allen, do you have any last words for the people?
Listen, I would say this, that we are going through season to where it seemed like that the devil take us out every time we get closer to God and every time we get ready to reach our goal. It seemed like the devil come in and want to stop it. But listen, I want to encourage you that in this 2020 has been crazy, but this year is not over with, and God still have a date on his calendar with your name on it. And can I tell you that in this season, even though it's been crazy and even though things have been stopping and delaying, can I tell you that God has already went ahead of us and knew this was going to happen, but still made a way for us to get what we need. The storm may be crazy, but listen, God still will make sure that we're going to get to our destination. And so I'm not discouraged. I am excited. Because the more hell that tried to come forward, that means God is stepping in. Every time they nailed Jesus on the cross, every ounce of pain that came out of him, power was pushed out. And some of y'all have been going through so much pain, but can I tell you, power has been pushed out through every season, every week. It may seem crazy, but just do yourself this favor and tell yourself, I'm going through right now, but after this pain is power. And so, listen, God will never leave us powerless while we're in the middle of a battle. And so I just want to encourage you that even though you're going through, look forward to your next season, because at the end of the day, God is saying, I got something for you, and you ought to praise me while you're going through than complaining to me, because I'm quicker to move when you're praising than I am with you complaining. And so to God be the glory, and to the devil be confused.
Hallelujah.
Because you still have the audacity to still show up and give God praise.
Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah.
Yeah.
Thank you, God. Amen. Ah, glory be to God. Bishop Allen, I feel like you just on the verge. I feel like you just on the verge of just going in. Oh, glory be to God. But we thank
I'm
you.
I'm trying to keep it to myself.
I can hear it, though. I know you got a little bit more, though.
No, you know, I'm just saying that we need the confirmation of knowing that God still got us. And because, see, somebody beside their bed, when they're done with the hustle and the rustle of the day and nighttime hit, the kids is in bed, spouse is minding their own business, and it's just quiet, and that's when the devil been messing with you. And you've been saying, Lord, send me confirmation. Let me know that this is not it, that this is not my morning, that this is not my destination. I just need you to know that this is your confirmation that at the end of the day, God still has his hands over you, and your better is on its way. All you got to do is praise your way back in position, because somebody knocked you out of position. Praise your way back in position, because something, somebody, or something has got in the way and got you out of position. The devil is alive. Listen, there is a season, there's seasons of blessings, and there's a cycle of blessings, and there's a cycle of curses. And the last of booger that knocked you out of your position, and you missed your season for your blessing. But God said, don't trip. That cycle is on its way back, and your blessing is on its way. Praise your way back in position. Fix your posture from complaining and your posture to praising, because God said, enter to his gates with thanksgiving and into his courts with praise. Listen, yeah, we can't be complaining to God and say we in God's presence. Nah, we got to go correctly, and that's what thanksgiving and praise. Get back in position. Do me a favor, text something on, put it in WhatsApp, put it on Facebook, wherever you're listening, and say, get back in position. It's your season. Your cycle of blessings is on its way. Can I tell one more person this one thing? There is an expiration date. You've been going through a season of curses, but listen, that cycle is about to be over with. The expiration date is already coming near, and it's time for you to receive your blessing. Your cycle of blessings is on its way again. Get back in position, and don't let nobody take you off course.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Glory be to God. I receive that. Hey,
yes.
I know Overseer Mosley receives that. I know Pastor George receives that. Hey.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
And I know everybody that, look, they're texting in the WhatsApp right now. Get back in position. Hallelujah.
That's right.
As a matter of fact, let me put it in right now. Get back in position. Oh, God.
Stay
I'm
right there.
Right now. Get back in position. Woo!
The winds may blow. Ha! Stay right there.
Ha! My God.
Let me stop.
Get back in position. Woo! Yeah, yeah. Look, look. Bishop Allen's ready to blow. Amen. So, but we thank God for that word, man of God. Get back in position. We're so grateful for all those of you out there who are listening right now. I gave you a homework assignment last week. You did so well. You're going to get another homework assignment this week. We want you to send the link to somebody so that they can hear from Overseer Lawrence Mosley, that they can hear from Pastor Novella George, that they can hear. Look, we got a little surprise word from Bishop Allen. Get back in position. We want people to be blessed. So that's your homework assignment. We're going to check on you now. Make sure you send this link to somebody that they may hear the word of God. Well, we are so grateful for you, you, and you. We want you to meet us back here next week. We're going to hear from the Young Preachers Network. Amen. And we know that they are going to be such a blessing to us. Hallelujah. You have been listening to KDFI Radio, Kingdom Radio for Kingdom people. God bless you.
Hands up. Everybody, scream.
This is Presiding Prelate Bishop Derek Robinson. You're listening to KDFI Radio.